many Americans who have never heard of him, the movie Cesar Chavez will be the first time the story is told of Cesar Chavez, the visionary activist who organized migrant farm workers in California in the 1960s, creating the United Farm Workers Union. Chavez had more than a few collaborators by his side, and in the toughest days of the confrontations with big agriculture, he was joined by Dolores Huerta. That story is also told in the film.
We have no laws to protect us here. With the boycott, there are no laws to stop us. This is the moment, Cesar. This is what we came here to do.
That's Rosario Dawson as Dolores Huerta, the co-founder of the movement that created the United Farm Workers. The real Dolores Huerta joins us now. Dolores, welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great. So many people will hear the story of what you and Cesar Chavez did back in the 60s for the first time in this film. What do you think they're going to take away from it?
What we hope they take away is that the farm workers were able to overcome many, many obstacles, including the opposition like agribusiness, the large growers, the judges, the police, the sheriffs, the governor of California, then Ronald Reagan, the president of the United States, Richard Nixon. And these were all forces that were against the farm workers, denying them their basic rights, human rights like drinking water in the field and toilets in the fields, et cetera. And they were able to overcome these obstacles by calling on the American public to help them by not eating grapes, by boycotting grapes, by boycotting stores that carried grapes. And they were able to get some of these basic benefits, including the right to organize.
How did you see that grapes by themselves would have this power in a boycott?
Well, it was an economic power that we had by people power, about farm workers that went to the cities asking people to support them. And by doing this, they were able to really have some economic sanctions against the employers that then brought them to the bargaining table.
Do the movie folks get this story right? Is it sugared up for movie audiences?
Well, I believe so. I mean, you can't put many years into an hour and a half, but I think that the major points of the story are correct. I think the one thing that is left out is that there was a lot of civic engagement on the part of farm workers and the movement, you know, getting people to register vote. We did a lot of work on Robert Kennedy's campaign when he was running to make sure that he got elected, although we lost him, as everybody knows, on that election night. The other thing is that there were a lot of death threats on Cesar's life, and, of course, that doesn't show up in the movie either. But it's an important story, especially when you think of the personal sacrifices that Cesar and his family had to make.
And that's really the important point here, is that, the camera may not like civic engagement. It doesn't make for great storytelling. But the story really is convincing people, one consumer at a time, one political leader at a time, to join a movement. And that's really the story that you and Cesar Chavez brought to reality.
Yeah, and I believe that the main point also of the story is that people have power, like the farm workers themselves. You may be poor, you may not have any money, you may not even be a U.S. citizen, but the thing is that if we all come together and we take direct nonviolent action, this is the way that we make changes. And we want to invite everybody to come to see it this weekend when it comes out. Then hopefully we'll get more of our stories out there on the big screen, because there's more people understand what many people have gone through, people of color in this country, then I think it makes people a lot more compassionate and more inclusive to really create a real democracy.
24/7, the activist and organizer Dolores Huerta, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Dolores Huerta, labor leader and civil rights activist who co-founded the National Farm Workers Association, which later became the United Farm Workers.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.